Blackstone Presents The Devil's Fortress by Dale Brown. This book is read by Rob Shapiro. This novel is dedicated to the people of both Ukraine and Israel, especially those killed or wounded by the brutality and cruelty of others. America needs to stand firmly in support of these two nations. Freely they stood who stood, and fell who fell. John Milton, Paradise Lost. Out of intense complexities, intense simplicities emerge. Winston Churchill. Prologue. Special Research Institute for Plant Genetics, near Kamyeshkova, east of Moscow, Russia. Late spring. Silhouetted against the fiery orange-red glow of the setting sun, three twin-engine Kazan-Ansat helicopters flew east in a V formation above a dense green forest of pine and birch trees. The lead machine was a black and scarlet Aurus VIP luxury transport model. The two helicopters trailing it were far more utilitarian and lethal designs in olive green and gray camouflage. Equipped to carry troops and armed with door-mounted 12.7mm cord heavy machine guns. Their stubby fuselage wings bristled with anti-missile flare and chaff dispensers. Not far ahead, the woods gave way to an extensive complex of modern-looking steel and glass buildings, encircling an inner core of large, solidly built greenhouses. A double row of tall wire fences ringed this top-secret installation. Heavily armed guards manned a fortified checkpoint, securing the sole entry point. Rotors whirling, the three helicopters swung low over the complex and then flared in, landing one after another on a wide concrete helipad. The moment their skids touched down, uniformed men carrying submachine guns jumped out of each helicopter, fanning out across the pad to form a protective screen. For a long, tense moment, they scanned their surroundings, plainly ready to open fire at the slightest sign of any threat. At length, their leader spoke into his throat mic. "All clear, sir. The local security environment is code green." Immediately, Pavel Voronin swung down out of one of the two armed helicopters. Trim and physically fit, he straightened up easily. A slight frown crossed his face as he noted.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?